let me start by telling you this really incredible story about my song, Victoria. Yeah, it's a beautiful ballad, and I wrote that probably days after my grandmother died, Victoria Elizabeth von Wankowski Gottman was her name. Beautiful, beautiful lady. Boy, she loved me and my brothers. And that's why at the end of the song, you hear my brother Jason say, "Mom, I love you," because we called her Mom. She pretty much, everybody called my grandmother Mom, though. I mean, you know, all of our friends, everybody in the neighborhood that knew my grandmother, they all called her Mom. She treated everybody like their mom. But, you know, back then as a kid growing up in Point Loma down in San Diego, all of our friends' parents were like our moms. It was weird. They really took care of us, especially the Portuguese community. But, boy, man, they would bring you in and feed you. And good Lord, man, Mary Pereira, she was my best friend's mother, and she loved me. But anyway, not to get off on all that stuff. That's a whole other story. But Victoria, yeah, it's amazing. You know, as a songwriter, I've written so many songs. And some songs you just sit there trying to come up with a lyric and you struggle for hours trying to come up with just the right perfect line for maybe just one part of the song. But that particular day, I was sitting down. I had a little guest house in, I think it was in Sherman Oaks, yeah, it was on Chandler Boulevard up in Los Angeles. And I was in my little guest house back there, and I was devastated. Boy, I just got back to Los Angeles after the funeral of my grandmother. And I remember sitting down and putting my hands on my keyboard. And, you know, when you're writing songs, you never know what's going to come out. You just have no clue. It's just, you just start somewhere with an idea. You start with a groove. You start with a chord. You start with an idea in your head, maybe. But in this particular case, I just put my hands on the keyboard. And I started playing the first part of that song. And I'd never played those chords before. I'd never played a pattern like that. It wasn't my go-to chords that I normally do. It was something different. And I wasn't even consciously thinking about it, but my hands just started playing these chords. And they sounded really nice. And at the same time, I started singing melodies, because that's what you do when you write songs. You start humming things. And by the way, we'll get into some of those ideas and how songwriting comes about. But of course, normally when you're writing a song and you're singing melodies, you end up playing a lot of bad stuff. You go, "Ooh, man, I don't like that. Don't do that again." Or, you know, you sing something, you're just winging it, you know, and you sing a melody, you go, "Oh, God, that was awful. Don't do that again." And then you refine it and you try a different melody. And you go, "Oh, that sounds nice. I like that." Or, "Ooh, I hated the first part of that, but I love the second part of it." And, you know, you can pick it apart. And so you don't really know how it's going to evolve. It just kind of happens that way. But in this particular case, man, my fingers and my hands hit that keyboard. And these chords came out immediately. And as those chords came out, I started singing this melody. Driving down that long stretch of 5. And the words started coming up. The 5 is the freeway going from Los Angeles to San Diego. Driving down that long stretch of 5. Well, you know, to paint that story was not very hard for me, because for the very first time as a songwriter, I had something of real substance to write about. It wasn't fictional, and it wasn't a breakdown service saying, "Hey, we need songs for Cher. We need a turn back time type ballad, or, you know, we need another Hard Habit to Break for Chicago." That wasn't it. I wasn't trying to write and fictionally write a song. And for the first time in my life, something incredible came out of my hands. You know, these chords came out of my hands, and the melody came out, and the lyrics all came out. And that song, Victoria, I ended up writing within 30 minutes, the whole thing. I've never done that before. I don't even know if I've done it since then, to be honest with you. I've come close on a couple things recently, but never has anything ever come out so easily. Well, it was for my grandmother, you know, so maybe that's why subconsciously, man, there was just so much there. Maybe that's how real songwriters work. I don't know, you know. I've always been a fictional writer. people always go, oh, I love your song. I love Safe Back in Your Arms. I can really relate to it. It's like, yeah, you know, me too. You know, it's a, but it wasn't like a personal story for me. That song wasn't Safe Back in Your Arms. You know, I co-wrote that with a couple writers and we kind of banged our heads and massaged the lyrics and, you know, wouldn't it be neat to say this and that? But Victoria, boy, yeah, it was an anointing. It was a gift, that's for sure. I wish that I had more of those. I wish they could just fly out of me because I'm kind of a, lyrics have always been, in my own opinion, my weak point. I'm a melody guy, man. I'm a hook guy. My brother even says, man, my brother Darren's got more hooks than a tackle box. He's told that to the biggest in the industry, and that's a compliment for me, boy. But, you know, deep down inside, I know where my strengths are, and I think all musicians do. But anyway, so I sat there, and I wrote the song within 30 minutes. And I was so excited with it. So I call my brother up on his cell phone. And I say, man, you got to listen to this song. And he goes, okay. I go, where are you? And he goes, I'm rehearsing with Chicago. He was in a rehearsal with Chicago. And because they're getting ready for a tour or something. And he says, but go for it, go for it. He's like, I'm in a break, so... I play the song and I'm singing the melody over the phone for him so he can hear the lyrics and the melody with the music. And when I finish, 3.5 minutes later, 4 minutes later, however long the song is, he goes, can you play that again? And I went, yeah. And I'm pumped up because I know that I have a gem. I know it. Not just because it's about our grandmother, but I just knew it musically and lyrically, and just all the stars aligned on that song. So I play it again. Now get this. So after I play it, I put the phone back up to my ear and I hear a strange man's voice say, that was incredible. Absolutely amazing. And I went, hello? I go, who's this? And he goes, it's Robert Lamb. And I went, oh, Robert, okay, cool, man, I'm a thank you, you know. And he's like, man, that was absolutely beautiful. That's one of the most beautiful songs I've heard. And I was like, wow. So, you know, he goes, here's Jason. So he puts my brother back on. My brother's going, man. And he goes, we are blown away by that. Now, you got to remember, you know, when you have two guys like Jason Sheff and Robert Lamb flipping out over your song, that's a pretty massive compliment. I mean, these guys are two massive writers, massive industry guys that have written some beautiful and some of the best and biggest songs and performed them worldwide, to have them that fired up over my song. So then I finish that up and I go back over to Jason's house and we kind of re-record the demo at his house, which is what you hear now. And listening back to it, you know, I really like it. I think I want to redo a version of it one of these days here. You know, we just programmed some drums. And a childhood friend of ours, Aaron Zygmunt, came over and played some string parts or something. And that was kind of neat having Aaron, since we grew up with him. And having him be part of that was really amazing. So... But that's kind of how that song Victoria got going, you know, and how it evolved. And of course, it's just made such an impact over the years. And people that knew my grandmother, Victoria, they knew her as Vicky. You know, they called her Vicky or Auntie Vic. Some people call her Auntie Vic. A lot of people called her Mom. She was so incredible. She loved everybody. Boy, she loved us kids, man. She loved us like nobody else. Wow. It's amazing, man. It's hard to believe she's been gone, man, for 30 years or whatever it's been now. But at any rate, enjoy that song. I hope you enjoy the story behind it. I have more stories I'm going to talk about with songwriting. Like my song, If It Were You, it's on the Chicago 21 CD. I got a great story behind that song, too, as well. And I'm going to share that story pretty soon. We'll do that one next. How's that? All right. Y'all have a good afternoon.